Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.5% today to 7,824 points. Best among the large caps were the big miners. Iron ore futures hit a two-week high, back above $107 a tonne. As a result, BHP and Fortescue Metals Group were up 2%, while Rio Tinto finished more than 3% higher. Otherwise, Aristocrat Leisure rose 1.7%. REA Group was up more than 1%, as was Westpac. The worst performers among the large caps were Cochlear, dropped more than 2%. Goodman fell 1.4%. Macquarie Group was off 1%, and CSL and Telstra also ended lower. Best on the day was lithium producer Liontown Resources, while Agri Group Elders jumped 8% after tumbling yesterday. Ansell's share price jumped nearly 7% after it resumed trading following its announcement yesterday that it will buy Kimberly-Clark's personal protective equipment business for about $640 million. Story number two, gold prices have hit a new high. $2,353.79, that's US dollars, and that's for an ounce. It's on the back of central bank purchases and geopolitical tensions. According to Reuters, the central banks of China, Turkey, India, Kazakhstan, and some Eastern European countries have been buying bullion. The reason? Because gold's a store of value. There's a limited amount of the stuff, and it's a safe way to park money, particularly if things look a little unclear. Otherwise, oil prices are down a touch today, and the Aussie dollar is back above 66 US cents. Story number three, Vice Admiral David Johnston will serve as the new Chief of the Australian Defence Force. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made the announcement today, an announcement that received broad support across both sides of politics. The Prime Minister said Vice Admiral Johnston is a proven leader with the experience, intellect and resolve to lead the ADF in a complex and rapidly changing global strategic environment. The PM said Vice Admiral Johnston has consistently distinguished himself pulling different elements of defence together, including in the Indo-Pacific, Iraq and Afghanistan. He'll replace General Angus Campbell, who by the end of his tenure will have been the longest ever serving Chief of the Defence Force. Story number four, Santos's planned $15 billion LNG project in Papua New Guinea has run into more problems with a final investment decision now not expected until next year. Some of the bids from contractors wanting to build the massive project would make the facility uneconomic, Santos said. And the venture, which is being managed by France's Total Energies, will keep working with contractors to hopefully find a commercially viable solution. The final investment decision was due last year, but then it was delayed until early this year, then later in 2024. Now it looks like it won't be made until next year. The consortium includes Total Energy and Santos, as well as ExxonMobil and JX Nippon. Papua LNG is one of Santos's biggest growth projects. The news today sent Santos's share price down more than 2%. And story number five, we're a miserable bunch. Even though the economy has performed remarkably well, more than half of Australians still think it will tip into recession in the next 12 months. And that's despite households becoming more optimistic about their financial prospects. The quarterly Dye & Durham survey conducted by Resolve Strategic found a grim but improving mood among Australians. Cost of living still dominates the list of worries, followed by housing affordability at 53%, according to a report in The Australian. The cost of living is the number one issue when it comes to influencing who people will vote for, or at least would vote for, in an election. While households remain under pressure, two-thirds now believe inflation has peaked or will come down over the next year. A similar proportion believe the Reserve Bank's next move will be down. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.